recipients of the U.S. Patriot Act and the NDAA.
This is the Truth Frequency Radio Network.
Host George Whitehorse Berry. Just had a fantastic interview with Dr. Corey Goodman about the Drake's Oyster Farm controversy. And we continue in the second hour of Sedona with our regular guest, David John Oates, the discoverer of, in my opinion, the most exciting thing in the 20th century and now in the 21st. All right, and let's get right into it because, David, I did a rebroadcast last week, the first rebroadcast I've ever done on Sedona Dreams because I was working on the assignment for the practitioner class and just simply worked straight through. And the class is held in Great Britain as well where it's 9 a.m. my time. My local time is 2 a.m. for that class. So we've got a rare practitioner class right now. There are not that many reverse speech practitioners, and there is a real need for more reverse speech practitioners. So I would urge all of you listeners to check out David's website, reversespeech.com, and learn how you can take the classes and become a reverse speech practitioner. Welcome to the show, David.
Thank you, George. Always a pleasure. Yeah, we certainly do need practitioners. We're getting more and more business and more inquiries and just not enough people to service them all. So, because as you know, I've got four new ones coming in a couple of months, of which you'll be one. And, the three students I've got in England. So we'll have a whole bunch of new practitioners on the market in the next couple of months. So that's exciting.
Oh yeah, I sent an email, so this would be interesting to talk briefly about on the air, and then we'll get into, information that you have tonight on reverse speech. Assignment that, we have for next week involves what's called a first initial session, then what's called a pre-walk or pre-trance, uh-huh. And then a meta-walk. And the email that I sent to David is, did you want us to take the previous two sessions and then call out from the transcripts the reversals that you felt were weak and revise the transcripts and then use those transcripts to construct a proposed meta-walk? And David can explain exactly what a meta-walk is. Or did you want us to start a whole new sequence of a new recording of first session and pre-trance and then write a proposed meta-walk?
Oh, right. If you've done the first two sessions last week or the week, you know, whenever that was, yeah, I'd use those two to write a meta-walk.
Oh, okay.
The intention is I want to write meta-walks. that's what I want to find out. Are you skilled enough? Do you know enough yet to write a meta-walk? So let's explain what a meta-walk is, okay? It's actually a combination of two words. I devised the word back in 93, 94 when I first started doing my hypnosis journeys I knew they were quite unique and they didn't follow the guideline for normal hypnosis, so I had to get some new term for it. So I combined two words, metaphor and walkabout. And the walkabout is what the Australian Aboriginals do when they go off into the outback on their spiritual pilgrimage. And so meta-walk is a spiritual pilgrimage or a walk into the outback or the deserts of the unconscious mind. So, yeah, so that's the origin of the word meta-walk. And meta-walk, what it is, it's a, well, in simple terms, it's a guided visualization journey, but that really doesn't do it justice. We are working at a very deep level of the mind, working at the area of the deep unconscious, and part of the mind where regular hypnosis doesn't reach. So it's going a lot deeper than normal traditional hypnosis. And we, and when we do the reverse speak sessions, we'll get a listing of what metaphors you are running. And by that I mean that all of us have metaphors in our unconscious. That create our behavior. Wolf, goddess, Lancelot, castle, Eden. And so the metawalks are written using the metaphors that we found in your previous sessions. And as we change the pictures according to what your reversals tell us to do, then we're changing the metaphors, which is changing the unconscious structures. It's a very powerful journey. Many people will feel energy shift while it's actually happening. It could be a very emotional experience. So that's what a metawalk is. It's based on your own reversals, the own metaphors that your unconscious mind is running or using, fed back to you in a visualization journey. Sometimes people talk to me while I'm doing it, although more and more people are finding they don't want to talk. They're in a fairly deep, relaxed state, and they just find talking a little bit too difficult in that state. So generally I'm just leading the person through from the beginning of the journey to the end. You know, they last about 20 minutes or so by the time we do our initial inductions and then the journey itself and then the exit command. So that's the metawalk. A unique form of hypnosis. Does that explain it, do you think, George?
I think it's absolutely fascinating, and that's an excellent explanation because with the levels of the unconscious mind that Jung postulated, David has actually found confirmation of those levels of the unconscious mind and documented them with different levels of reversals. So we have structural metaphors, etc., that will correlate to specific levels of the unconscious mind. And maybe you could explain a little bit of operational metaphors, structural metaphors. How do they relate to different levels of consciousness in the reversals?
Oh boy, how do I answer that question in five quick minutes? Takes me several weekends to teach that in class. Point one is categorize the human mind or the human psyche, the mind, even the mind is the wrong word, into five different levels. Conscious, subconscious, unconscious, collective unconscious, and soul. Okay, so five levels of the mind. And now in the unconscious mind, or the deep unconscious, almost down to the collective unconscious, is where the structural metaphors reside. Structural metaphors are nouns. They are the main metaphors that we use in a normal everyday living. Like someone might, who's a motivated, strong person may say, my wolf is with me. Someone who has dreams and hopes for the future may say, my goddess can see ahead. And we all run, probably 20 or so, give or take, prime structural metaphors that are unique to us. And in my dictionary, I've got I know there's over 1,000 metaphors. I haven't differentiated between structural and operational, but there'd probably be 600 or 700 structural metaphors, I would imagine, that I have worked with in at various stages.
Let's just give one quick example, because some listeners might be tuning in for the first time. There's a very excellent couple of interviews that I did with Dr. Woodrow C. Monty, and he has discovered the true cause of MS and Alzheimer's, which is good news for us and bad news for Big Pharma. And one of those reversals came out with what would be called a 5, the highest level of clarity, where Dr. Monty says, in reverse, healing that wolf. And, of course, wolf is a very common metaphor that one hears over and over again in reverse speech. So when we talk about wolf and goddess, then this is simply, and you can hear it clear as day.
Yeah, I'm actually trying to hunt for it right now. I think it's a very clear example, and really shows that
Dr. Monty's reversals are posted on my website, SedonaDreams.com, and also the interviews that I did with Dr. Monty. Those of you who might have friends or relatives concerned about MS Alzheimer's, get the facts from that interview.
Yeah, okay, so here's reversal healing that wolf. So we'll run the forward first.
And they were interested in the theory. So I spent about a month or so preparing it for them so that they could understand it. And it was the MS Society of Southland, which is in New Zealand. And so I'm really happy with that.
Here's reversal healing that wolf.
Healing that wolf. Healing that wolf.
Very clear.
Healing that wolf.
So his work, that reversal tells me that the work he is doing is shifting people down in the deep unconscious, okay? And
it's congruent.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, here's another reversal that I've played on your show before that uses the metaphor wolf. It's a wonderful example. Reversal's actually on me as I'm talking to one of my clients. So here's the forwards.
You strike me as a very enthusiastic guy. I mean, certainly the time we've been together and you've got all full of ideas. Is this just an idea? Is it just all froth and babble, or do you really want to get out? And do you really
I really want to get out.
And this one says, see the wolf fallen in the lake.
See the wolf fallen in the lake.
See the wolf fallen in the lake. See the wolf fallen in the lake.
What am I doing with this one? I'm going to run the whole track backwards. And you'll hear it jump out of the gibberish very, very clearly. So here we go. See how that just jumps out of the gibberish? It's clear as day.
And again, can anyone seriously argue that those are simply random sounds? So we have a couple of metaphors there, wolf and then lake.
Okay, lake is part of the water group, and it's emotions. Now, I'm talking to my client, and he just suffered a nervous breakdown a few months back. And so his wolf or his motivation was falling or drowning in the lake. You know, he was heavily involved in his negative emotion, and he was no longer able to motivate himself because of that. Is what the reversal means. So in order to fix it, we would take him on a meta walk and have him imagine he's seeing a wolf in a lake, and he would pull the wolf out of the lake. And as we change that metaphor, we're also changing the behavior that metaphor represents.
Excellent example. So listeners, you've got enough data there to spark the interest of any inquisitive individual, and check out the reversals on David's website, reversespeech.com. You'll hear thousands, or actually tens of thousands, of reversals. Prove it to yourself. Be skeptical and keep an open mind and examine reverse speech scientifically, just as one would any other new discovery.
Yeah, we just uploaded a brand new example to the website too. Wonderful art and article written by one of my students on reverse speech and remote viewing. And she quotes about 30 reversals in the article, which are all linked in the article. Jeff has just spent a lot of time getting that article together. You just click on the reversal and you can hear it. And she talks about the amazing applications reverse speech has in the area of remote viewing. So there you go. It's a brand new article on my website. So, got a new site coming out very soon. We got the final designs for that today. That's backwardmessages.com. I'll let you all know when that one's up. And the app, one last bug in it to get out, which he was going to get out this weekend. So we'll have the completed app by beginning of next week, or this week, my week, which will then upload to the Apple Store. So hopefully 2 or 3 weeks away. So getting very close. All very exciting. I'm very pleased.
All right. Now, because David has literally several decades of research, we have a virtually inexhaustible supply of data on reverse speech. So,
yes, indeed. Well, I was going to start the show off tonight with a reverse on Nelson Mandela. Very appropriate way to start the show with his recent death. And I've actually instructed a couple of my students to go and find me some reversals on Nelson Mandela. So we'll have more of them hopefully by next week. So he's talking about a meeting with Desmond Tutu in the forewords.
It is the reason why men like Archbishop Tutu, Dr. Alan Buston, Reverend Frank Chitone, and others are men of such a high profile. The reason why they are held by all of us in high esteem.
And here he says, "I love the Lord Krishna forever." And again. Okay, so there we have another metaphor. So you may well ask the question, why is Nelson Mandela using an Indian archetype, Krishna? Well, it's actually a rather complicated answer. Greg Albrecht, who you had on your show recently, has done a lot of work with tracing the roots of metaphors, and he is finding that Krishna is a common metaphor on black people. And he proposes it comes from a oral tradition where they all came from the eastern countries many, many years ago, so several thousand years back. So anyway, I don't know. But I should point out that many deities appear in reverse speech. Krishna, Buddha, Jesus, Ganesha, Shiva is a very common one. And reverse speech uses all of these to describe different aspects of God. And so the fact that Mandela uses Krishna is not surprising, because we've heard Krishna in reverse speech many times. And he's expressing his spiritual faith, is how I would describe it. Yeah, all right. So let's play that again. Here's the forewords.
It is the reason why men like Archbishop Tutu, Dr. Alan Buston, Reverend Frank Chitone, and others are men of such a high profile. The reason why they're held by all of us in high esteem.
Here it is. I love the Lord Krishna forever. Let's play the whole track backwards and see if you can hear it amongst the gibberish. Here we go. And there it was, right there. Nice and clear amongst the gibberish there. So there's the three metaphors: wolf, Krishna, and lake. Okay. All right. Now we're going to have a look at some reversals on Obama, talking about the latest deal with the treaty or whatever they call it with Iran. So, however, before I do that, I want to play a reversal. Barack Obama on Thanksgiving, wishing Americans, all Americans, a happy Thanksgiving.
Tell some stories, watch a little football, and most importantly, count our blessings.
And here he says, sell Barack.
Sell Barack.
Sell Barack. Sell Barack.
So what's his motivation in wishing Americans a happy Thanksgiving? Is it their well-being or his public image?
Well, again, reverse speech will always tell the truth because the unconscious mind is incapable of lying.
Absolutely right. Yeah, so there we have Obama wishing us a happy Thanksgiving, and let's run that reversal again. Sell Barack.
Sell Barack.
Sell Barack. Sell Barack.
And there we go. Let's,
could you play that one amongst the gibberish just so the listeners can have another example of picking out the reversal from the surrounding gibberish?
Yeah, okay, so here we go.
Sell Barack.
Right there, it was right at the very
beginning.
Yeah, I'll do it again.
Sell Barack.
Yeah, right at the beginning there. Yeah, and then it goes, back into gibberish. So, now here we have one. I'm not too sure what this one is. It's in my, my reversal file. It's on Barack. Let's see if I can work out the context.
It won't be easy, and huge challenges remain ahead.
Oh, right. He's talking about the deal with Iran. And he says, his evil.
His evil.
His evil. His evil.
So there we go. So, presuming he's referring, who's the leader of not Iraq, Iran. Who's the leader of Iran? I can't think now.
Well, again, I just wonder what that specific, reversal refers to. I mean, who is the his? When he's saying his evil, because we have the president of Iran, we have the Ayatollah of the Islamic Republic, or could it be internal dialogue?
Oh yes, it could be internal dialogue. All right, so let's play a few more on it. So here we go. Here's another one.
Simply put, they cut off Iran's most likely paths to a bomb.
Oh, here's another one. Now, what's his motive in this one? I boast. It's a reversal.
I boast.
I boast. I boast.
He's selling Barack again, isn't he?
Well, we have a previous show where David had a whole plethora of Obama reversals, and the level of we talked about a congruent reversal earlier with Dr. Monty healing that wolf. The level of incongruent reversals in Obama's reversals is astronomical.
Incredibly much so, yeah. Well, talking about incongruent reversals, here he is talking about the deal with Iran.
The world is united in support of our determination to prevent Iran from developing a nuclear weapon.
And here he says, I will renege it.
I will renege it.
I will renege it. I will renege it.
So whatever the deal he's making with Iran, he's not going to keep it. He's not going to follow it.
Well, again, the background of this, most listeners are probably aware of this because our listeners are more up to speed on what's really going on versus what the mass media is saying. In the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty, which we have signed and which Iran has signed, Iran has a perfect right to enrich uranium. Any number of international agencies keep reporting over and over and over again that Iran is not trying to build a nuclear weapon, not even close. And so when the United States signs a treaty, that becomes the supreme law of the land. So when they put sanctions on Iran, where we've already signed a treaty saying they have the right to enrich uranium, then they're violating not only international law, but they're actually violating the U.S. Constitution. Now, Israel, on the other hand, has never signed the NPT, and they have hundreds of nukes and the missiles to deliver them. So this whole issue is being fabricated, so a reversal like that does not surprise me at all, reneging something they had no intention of following anyway, because they have no intention of honoring the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which they've signed into law and which is part, under our Constitution, is the supreme law of the land. Anyway, that's the power of AIPAC.
Wow. All right, so here's another one.
The world is united in support of our determination to prevent Iran from developing a nuclear weapon.
Oh, that's the same four section. It says now or never.
Now or never.
Now or never.
Interesting. Yeah, there you go. Whatever that means. We have another one.
The world is united in support of our determination.
Oh, it's the same track. Well, wow.
Now never was quite clear.
Yeah, now this one says the drama.
The drama. The drama.
So let's run the whole lot back.
Okay? So we've
got three reversals. I will renege it, now or never, and the drama. So here we go. Yeah, there it is. They're all three there, aren't they?
Yep, okay. Very clear. Well, we'll be right back after the break with more Reverse Speech with David John Oates.
You always wanted your very own Truth Frequency Radio bumper sticker? To get the word out about the fastest growing news talk outlet in the independent media? Joe Joseph here for TruthFrequencyRadio.com. KTFRN and LibertyStickers.com have teamed up to give you your very own Truth Frequency Radio bumper sticker for free. Just go to TruthFrequencyRadio.com/stickers today. And don't forget to visit our friends at LibertyStickers.com, home of the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. Their vast selection and quality of stickers are second to none. TruthFrequencyRadio.com, because silence is consent.
Archaeology, astronomy, alchemy, secrets of the Holy Bible, hidden codes of the Quran, demonology, Tesla technology, solar power, extraterrestrials in the ancient world. More than 500 documentaries, an experimental film lab of cutting-edge music and art, full-length movies, conference reports, and weekly TV shows. The Enigma Channel is the world's first truly global TV station. www.enigmatv.com. Intelligent television for planet Earth.
Did you know that the blue lotus flower was used by the ancient Egyptians as an aphrodisiac to experience feelings of euphoria and ecstasy? And ecstasy. And ecstasy. Did you know that Thai kratom was used by the Buddhist monks to produce a relaxing and dreamlike state? Did you know San Pedro cactus was used by the Native Americans to quest for visions and heal the body? Bouncing Bear Botanicals is your number one supplier of rare and sacred plants and a proud sponsor of Truth Frequency Radio. by clicking on the banner at truthfrequencyradio.com, you can learn more about a vast selection of entheogens, including Amanita muscaria, also known as the sacred mushroom. So click on the banner at truthfrequencyradio.com, and you'll also get up to $40 off your next order.
On your way through this hard venture, you will be confronted.
This is the Truth Frequency Radio Network.
And as we were going into the break, David was playing some reversals on Iran. It illustrates how powerful a tool reverse speech can be. There are so many different applications because whatever the politicians are really thinking will come out in the reversals. And it brings to mind the repeated misrepresentations in the mass media about Iran. Brings to mind a more recent example of the situation in Syria, where David just made a prediction about Iran based on Obama's relations to Iran based on one of Obama's reversals, where the reversal basically is saying that Obama has no intention of keeping his agreements. And David, in our earlier shows, was able to make a spectacular prediction that when it seemed like an attack on Syria was imminent, less than 24 to 48 hours away, David made the prediction that it wouldn't happen. And that prediction turned out to be absolutely correct. So again and again, we see how powerful the use of reverse speech is in so many different applications. While all of this propaganda was going on about Syria, of course, General Wesley Clark stated years ago, shortly after 9/11/01, he kind of spilled the beans and listed seven nations that were slated to be attacked. All of those nations, interestingly enough, have non-Rothschild banks that are not linked to the vampire mafia type debt money clutches of the Bank of International Settlements and the World Trade Organization. So isn't that interesting? One of those nations is Iran that was listed shortly after 9/11/01. Another nation is Syria. And I would ask people, when the propaganda was at its maximum, and David, just about the time David was making that spectacular prediction, I would ask people out while I was out shopping, what does the name Carlo Del Ponte mean to you? And they would have a blank stare and say, I have no idea. Well, if we had a free press, Carlo Del Ponte would have been posted and trumpeted all over, because Carlo Del Ponte is the head of the UN Commission for Human Rights for Syria. She had inspectors on the ground, and she did an interview on Swiss television, and she said she was astonished to read and hear about the mass media reports that it was Assad's government that had used sarin gas. She said that all the reports by inspectors on the ground were pointing to the fact that it was the rebels and not the Syrian government that had been employing the use of sarin gas. So consequently, Assad's government invited in the UN inspectors to investigate previous uses of sarin gas by the rebels. So we're supposed to believe that less than 2 miles away, right after he invites in the UN inspectors, he conducts a chemical attack in downtown Damascus just so he can give NATO an excuse to attack him. So this is what we're this is the kind of garbage that we're fed in the mass media. Well, to get to the bottom line, reverse speech is an awfully powerful tool, as you can see from David's prediction in this show that Obama's not sincere in what he says about keeping commitments that he represents to Iran, just as the spectacular prediction David made that what seemed to be an imminent attack on Syria was not going to happen. David.
Yep. Yes, and I would predict future problems with Iran coming up when they don't follow through with everything they've said. So anyway, I want to play that whole track back again. Three reversals. I will renege it. What was the other one?
Now or never?
Yeah, something like that. It's now or never. And the drama. Here we go. Oops. I've got my audio turned off. Okay, we'll try it now.
Now we need to log in with now or never. It's the end of the drama.
Oh,
there
it is. Right there. Yeah.
All this. Three reversals.
Now, listeners, right. Could you pick out those three? Those are rapid succession reversals. Could you pick out all three of those from amongst the gibberish?
Oh, could I pick them all out?
No, I was asking the listeners. You can pick them out. But I was asking the listeners if they could hear, because what you've been playing, David, of course, is usually like one reversal at a time. This is interesting because here you have three reversals. So, listeners, you can test your skills on hearing reversals when David plays all three in a single track.
Yep. So there you go. All right. All right, that's all the current reversals I had for you today. So I was going to dig into the archives a little bit, and decided to pull some out on Charles Manson, okay?
Charles Manson.
Yeah, how's that for an interesting one? All right, so we're just going to pull some. I've got about 30 of them. I'm just going to pull them out at random. So here we go.
I'm in so many different places at once. Whew. Yeah, it would be like Satan. It would be very sharp.
And here he says, I shove you. Yes, I'll lead the way.
I'll shove you. Yes, I'll lead the way.
I'll shove you. Yes, I'll lead the way.
There he goes.
I'll shove you. Yes, I'll lead the way.
And it gives you some insight into his thought processes. You know, he will push people in the direction that he wants them to go.
Manipulative, you know?
Manipulative, and here's what he thinks of himself.
Not me at all, man. That's not me.
Here he says, "I am a holy man."
I am holy, man.
I am holy, man.
And again,
I am holy, man.
Which I'm not too
manipulative
sure.
And modest.
Absolutely, and talking about modest, here's another reversal.
He said, "I'm the man."
Says, and the modesty.
I am the modesty.
I am the modesty. I am the modesty.
So you see what he thinks about himself, okay? He says, I am a force.
That's me on cutting yourself here, man. I got no bad going against you.
And I am a force.
I got him before
you. I got him before you.
And. And I am the force. I've got so many of them. I can't remember which ones are clear and which ones aren't now. here's an interesting one. I've got another verse I want to play you too. Off topic altogether. I'll do that after this. Here we have where he's talking gibberish forwards. Here he says, seen a rape.
Seen a rape.
Seen a rape. Seen a rape.
Another metaphor. He's forcing himself onto people, raping them. Okay?
Well, that's extremely interesting, because there's an example of gibberish in forwards where the reversal is quite clear in reverse.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's a real fascinating example. And, let me see. Here's one that says, I am his killer.
There's some other things I wanted to relate to you, man.
So we don't know, we don't have any sort of contacts to really put that to anything, you know.
Well, these reversals are congruent in the sense that they are consistent with the mindset of a sociopath.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You hit the nail right on the head. And here's another one.
I wasn't knocking someone's door down. I was running from that. When I got out, I was in that. I was already through that. I had that.
Here he says, he knows one eye.
He knows one eye.
He knows one eye. He knows one eye.
Now, the one eye actually is the metaphor in reverse speech, refers to the third spiritual eye. So he's equating himself with a holy man again. You know, I know my... I am in contact with my third spiritual eye. however, he does give himself away.
Every reality is a new reality.
And he says, he is the lie.
He is the lie.
He is the lie. He is the lie.
So, that's not a truthful statement. what else have I got here? Oh, I don't know. Here's one. I'm just pulling him out at random, George, and just start it through the list.
You got to be responsible for your actions. If you want to give me your life, I'll take it.
And here is Share Evil.
Share Evil.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is what he's doing, of course.
Yeah, creepy character.
Yeah, indeed, to say the least. Did I play the JFK reversals? Did we
The what reversals?
The Lee Harvey Oswald reversal? Did I play you them on the last show?
You were playing some of them. Now that you mentioned you had a bunch of fresh ones, including the reversal of I Am a Patsy.
Yes. Now I'm just trying to find that now. Where have I saved them? Oswald. Huh. All right. Yeah, I can't remember what I where are they? All right, I'll find them. Hang on. They're here somewhere.
We were able to establish from the previous reversals that Oswald was indeed involved in some way, not necessarily that he pulled the trigger, but that he was involved not just a simple passive entity that was had no part whatsoever. He did play a part, and we can conclude that from reverse speech analysis he was involved. We don't have enough data to in reversals to show that he might have even pulled the trigger, but he was in some way involved.
Yeah, well, one of my hobbyist students, he's not a hobbyist, has done quite an in-depth analysis of the JFK assassination. It's posted up on one of our bulletin boards. I haven't gone through all his reversals yet. I was hoping to get it before I did the show today, but I'm just been out of time.
Well, we certainly have more time for that topic, and that's something a lot of people are going to be interested in, particularly on the 50th anniversary. We know from the ballistics that there were at least two shooters, probably three shooters from different directions, but just exactly who played what role, we want to flesh that out, and reverse speech can help us do that.
Yeah, so next week I'll present all the reversals, okay?
All right.
He's got reversals on Ruby and the mayor and Johnson and all sorts of stuff. But here's an interesting one on Lee Harvey Oswald that I'll leave you to ponder.
Of murdering a policeman. I know nothing more than that.
He says, I've been accused of murdering a policeman. I know nothing more than that. And here he says, I'm the lonely Camelot.
Camelot there. There's a metaphor in the metaphor dictionary. What is Camelot?
But of course the president JFK's presidency was called Camelot.
Absolutely.
That was the nickname for the presidency. So where he says, I'm the lonely Camelot, he's identifying himself with the JFK presidency. Now, is he saying, I'm lonely, I'm the only one? I don't know. But maybe he wasn't aware of other shooters. Who knows? We'll have some answers for you next week, okay?
So
tune into the show next week, and we'll get some more answers for you.
We'll flesh it out.
Absolutely. I don't know which ones I played you.
They didn't play very many on the previous show. Almost just a few.
I think this is the one where he says, "I'm a patsy."
These people have given me a hearing without legal representation or anything. I didn't shoot anybody, not to.
No, that's not the patsy one. Here he says, the killer was careful.
Yes, been there on the CS.
Wow.
Yes, been there on the CS. Yes, been there on the CS.
Now there we go. So, I don't know. Is he the killer? Is someone else the killer? Reversal doesn't tell us, does it? It's ambiguous.
Yeah.
Is there
an I in that reversal, the killer I was careful, or is that just the killer was careful?
Well, let's play it again.
Yes, been there on the CFS.
No, there's no I.
Yes, been there on the CFS.
No I.
Right.
Yes, been there on the CFS.
All right.
So there you have the killer was careful. So there's another piece to the puzzle.
All right, let me give you another piece. All right, here's a reversal I played last week.
The fact that I did live for a time in the Soviet Union gives me excellent qualifications to repudiate charges that Cuba and the Fair Play for Cuba Committee is communist-controlled.
Now this one says, I wish to kill President.
Luis the President.
Luis the President.
Quite clear.
Luis the President.
However, there's two other words in that reversal that I clipped off because the general consensus was if I put those two other words in, no one can hear the whole reversal. So I'm going to play the whole track backwards and tell you the two other words. It says, hear them, I wish to kill President. Here we go. You hear that? I'll do it again. Hear them, I wish to kill President.
Yeah.
Hear that?
Yep.
So he is listening to someone. So he's involved. He wants to kill the president. That's clear. But he's listening to other people. Okay. Someone's putting the idea in his mind. So maybe he really was set up to take the fall, you know, and he could have been completely innocent of a larger plot, if you know what I mean.
Uh huh.
Anyway, it will be a mystery. We've got to wait till the FBI, what is the FBI releasing files in 2017 or something?
Oh, yeah. If they release them unredacted, we'll have plenty of data to work with.
All right. I want to play you, change topics a little bit. I want to play you a really cool category of reverse speech that I found another one of these this week. So category called link reversals, okay? Now, you remember link reversals.
Oh, sure.
Class.
This is deep rapport when two people are so much in sync on an unconscious level that one person's reversal will link over to the other person's.
Yeah. The last word of the first person speaking will be in the reversal of the second speaker, okay? So two people speaking, one reversal. I'll play you a couple of examples. Here's one of them.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good move for us. Feels good.
Excellent. Good. Okay, so it's me. Hang on, let's just play it again.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good move for us. Feels good.
Excellent. Okay, she says, feels good. I say, excellent. And backwards is one reversal that says, you'll scare grief.
You'll scare grief.
You hear that?
Yeah.
Two words. One reversal, two speakers. So let's play the reversal backwards and you'll see.
Feels good. Feels good.
and reversal.
Exactly.
And it sounds like it's the one voice, doesn't it? Even
yes,
though
exactly.
It's two voices, a male and a female. That's called a link reversal. Yeah, let's play another one. I think these are really cool. I love them. Here's another one.
Sensations or anything?
Well, yeah.
Okay. First speaker, sensations or everything. Second speaker says, oh, yeah.
Sensations or anything?
Well, yeah.
And backwards, I love it here.
I love it here.
I love it here.
Oh, sorry about that. I'll do that again.
I love it here.
I love it here. I love it here.
So two, once again, one voice backwards, but two voices forward.
Now,
so
if you were not told that these are two people speaking in forward speech, could you have possibly known that that reversal, which was a understandable sentence in the linked reversal, was actually two different people? As David just pointed out, even though in the previous one, one speaker was male, the other female, it sounded like the same voice. And there's another example that David just played. If one did not know that those were two separate speakers, just by playing the reversal, it would be very difficult or impossible to conclude what the forward speech was. And those are rare reversals.
They're very rare. Yeah, here's another one. I'll play you one more. Where is it? Okay, this is between a therapist and her client. And the therapist says yes. The client says the horror. And the therapist says yes again.
Yes, the horror. Yes.
Backwards it, see my rotten sin.
See my rotten sin. See my rotten sin.
Isn't that amazing, hey?
Two voices sound identical in reverse.
Yeah,
absolutely identical.
Yeah, they're staggering. They're very rare. I may have found a half a dozen in my whole career, you know. But so I don't find them very often. But it shows the incredible power of rapport, isn't it?
Yes.
It shows we can actually get rapport to the extent that our reversals are combined with.
And I remember one of my assignments. A couple of linked reversals, and it was quite interesting because in the forward speech, the lady was quite skeptical of reverse speech. However, the link in the reversals was quite clear. So unconsciously, she might have been accepting what she was having difficulty accepting consciously.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, they're pretty amazing. I like link reversals. Now Assad, he's the leader of Iran, isn't he?
No, Syria, of course. Assad.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Assyria. Right. So
yeah.
I play that. I'm sorry. I'm showing my political ignorance, aren't I? Right.
Well, you know that one already. That's just probably from working such long hours.
Long hours.
David,
2 weeks off over Christmas, George.
So all right.
Having 2 weeks off from your radio show as well.
Oh, okay. You're talking about next week. You mentioned playing. Are you talking about the week after next week and the following week?
Yes, that's right.
All right.
Yes. Yeah, Greg Orbit's coming to stay with me in the 2 weeks I've got off, and we go through all his stuff and hopefully get his website up for everyone to see.
All right.
Yeah, he's got some exciting new contributions to the field of reverse speech, and I'm looking forward to seeing.
All right.
Yeah, okay, let me see. What else can I play in the last, we've got what, about 3 minutes left?
Couple minutes. Two and a half. Yep.
Two and a half minutes. Okay. Let me see. What can I find? Isn't it amazing when you think of something? What's this? Oh, here's some reversals about reverse speech itself. Oh, what are these ones? Let's play these ones.
One of the
things that really, really sparked something in me was actually this reverse speech in terms of becoming a practitioner.
Okay, so talk about reverse speech. It says backwards, see your shadow in there.
Wow. See your shadow in there.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
See your shadow in there.
Wow.
See your shadow in there.
Wow. That's a pretty cool reversal, isn't it? And,
oh, yeah.
So Carl Jung talked a lot about the shadow, the alter ego, the part of us that that has the good and the bad. Here's another reversal about reverse speech. What was your reaction to the whole session?
The whole session. I loved it. I love the process. I have a lot of faith in the process. It makes complete sense to me.
And here she says, with all of my heart.
With all of my heart.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Congruent.
Isn't it? Yeah. Isn't it a wonderful, wonderful, wonderfully congruent reversal? Wow. And, yeah, and,
That, now I'm sure we'll be keeping, more, we'll be fleshing out, the Kennedy assassination, and then, we'll have, updates on when in reverse speech on Iran. Of course, the, current president of Iran is, Rouhani, who succeeded Ahmadinejad, and, we have this, another spectacular reversal in the show about how Obama does not intend to keep his promises with Iran. So stay tuned, and we'll update with the latest on the situation. David.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. We'll keep them coming to you. I contacted my people today who find me reversal, saying, "Come on, guys, I need some more reversals." I gave some assignments. Iran and Mandela is the assignments I've given.
So. And I'd love to hear some more reversals on Mandela. That's fabulous.
I want to hear some Mandela too.
All right, and we'll be back next week with more reverse speech. David's website again is reversespeech.com. Thanks, David.
How are you, George? See you. Okay.
Haven't you always wanted your very own Truth Frequency Radio bumper sticker? To get the word out about the fastest growing news talk outlet in the independent media? Joe Joseph here for TruthFrequencyRadio.com. KTFRN and LibertyStickers.com have teamed up to give you your very own Truth Frequency Radio bumper sticker. For free! Just go to TruthFrequencyRadio.com/stickers today. And don't forget to visit our friends at LibertyStickers.com, home of the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. Their vast selection and quality of stickers are second to none. TruthFrequencyRadio.com, because silence is consent.